And that's how it came to pass that on the second to last day of the job, the convict crew that tarred the plate factory route from the spring of 49 wound up sitting in a row at 10 o'clock in the morning, drinking icy cold Bohemia-style beer, courtesy of the hardest screw that ever walked a turn at Shawshank State Prison.
Drink up while it's cold, ladies.
The colossal prick even managed to sound magnanimous.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Broadcasting from the 27th floor of the Department of Motor Vehicles in downtown Glen Burnout, this is the official podcast of the Glass Enclosed Facebook Nerve Center.
On this week's episode, last week's ratings, decorating the Nerve Center, an interview with everyone's favorite kindergarten teacher, and our call to the show Pawn Stars. And a special edition of Testing Our Baltimore Ease. And now, wearing fitted jeans, a blue cashmere V-neck sweater, and his newly recovered Bruno Mali left loafer, here's your host, Brian McCormick. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you. I'm your host, Brian McCormick, and welcome to the second edition of the Nerve Center Podcast. I wanted to thank all of those who tuned in last week. All kidding aside, we had over 150 downloads by Sunday, and our listeners stretched from Connecticut to Arizona and everywhere in between. If you enjoy the show, please, we need you to get it out to your friends. We are now up and running on iTunes. Just search for Bugsy or Brian McCormick, and it will pop up under the podcast section. Well, we thought long and hard about who should be our first guest, and went straight to the top. Please welcome 32.8% of our listeners' kindergarten teacher and my biggest fan, my mom, Marianne McCormick. Hey, Mom, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good. Can you believe that I'm the host of a hit podcast now?
Brian, with your gift of gab that you inherited from my gene pool, I'm not surprised at all.
Well, Mom, how would you rank this in the greatest moments of your life?
I rank it right up there with having the C-section when you were born.
Hey, can you believe that I'm finally back in Glen Burnie after all these years?
I always knew you would get back to your roots.
Right.
I'm just glad you're not in Dundalk.
Well, let me ask you a serious question now. Who do you think is funnier on Facebook? Would it be Horty or I?
Well, your words are the funniest. Horty's pictures are the funniest. So you're tied. Mothers can't between their sons.
But let me ask you this. What's up with our sister, Megan? How come she never even updates her status?
I just think that Megan's just afraid you guys are too much competition for her.
You think you could talk to her about that?
I would be glad to.
All right. And, hey, do you remember that time Horty hit a golf ball through the school window? Did you ever think of sending him to Boys Town?
No, indeed. Father Zorbach put him to work to pay for that window. Pulling weeds around the church was hard enough labor for your brother.
Oh, man. Well, Horton and I would like to make Mark Leone an honorary McCormick. Are you and Dad okay with that?
Dad and I are in the process of adopting 5 Chilean children. We just don't have time to host an acceptance party welcoming Mark Leone into the McCormick family right now. Maybe next year, barring any other world devastation.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mom. We hope you'll be a regular on our show. Is it okay if we call you again?
Oh, I'd love to. I'm thrilled. I'm proud.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week then.
Okay. Give me a call back. I'll wait.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye. Well, thank you to Concrete Blonde for coming in and playing during our lunch hour today here at the Nerve Center. Folks, we'd like to take you to our new segment called Baltimore Ease, where we work on our famous Baltimore accent with some local establishments here. Take a listen. Hey, how you doing, hon?
Hey.
What's going on down there tonight?
Nothing.
Hey, I was interested in making a reservation maybe for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
What, you all sell crab cakes?
No.
Mew?
Nuh-uh.
What you guys selling down here?
We have filet of booby.
Huh? What about Cal Ripken? Does he ever come in there?
Sometimes.
He does? He's a nice guy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You think he did them steroids?
No.
I don't think so either. So how you doing, hon?
I'm good.
All right, well, guess what? Huh?
No, I'll talk to somebody else.
All right, you guys busy tonight down here? It's my birthday.
No, we're not busy.
You guys do birthday parties?
Uh-huh.
All right, maybe I'll come down here and say hi to you.
Hold on one sec, okay?
Reservations. For hours, press 2. For directions, press 3. Y'all come, you hear? If you would like to speak to the hostess or to place a carry-out order, press 4. To return to this menu...
Thank you. This is Roland Park. This is Eric speaking.
Hey, how you doing, Eric?
Hi. Who is
this? Hey, how you doing? This is Brian.
What can I do for you?
Hey, do you guys have the ability to have a meeting place for breakfast?
For how many?
About 15 people.
We have a side room that we could push some tables together for. When were you thinking about doing this?
Well, do you guys, I guess I had a couple questions. Do you guys do lunches?
Yes, we do breakfast and lunch all day.
You guys do any, like, race beef sandwiches or anything?
Have you gone to the website? It's got the entire menu online.
You mean on the internet?
Yes. It's
.com. Okay, and you got the menu on there. You guys sell crab cakes?
Yes, we do, crab cake sandwiches.
All right, let me check out that menu, and I'll give you a call back.
Absolutely. Look forward to hearing from you.
All right, what's your house specialty there?
House specialty here?
Yeah.
Well, we do pancakes, we do waffles, we do various omelets and egg platters.
No race beef?
No, afraid not.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Eric. Well, we're having a great time here today in the Facebook Nerve Center. We're looking out over the beautiful Ritchie Highway. We have one more segment for you today. We tried to make a call out to Las Vegas to the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop. The Gold and Silver Pawn Shop is featured on the History Channel. It comes on Monday nights at 9 o'clock, and it's kind of like an antiques roadshow where people bring in their personal treasures, have them appraised, and then the people at the pawn shop offer the people about half of what they're worth. So we didn't have a whole lot of luck on this call, but take a listen anyway. I think you may enjoy it. Is this the show that's on TV?
Yes.
Gotcha. Do you guys sell any of the stuff that you trade in there? I was interested in that, the coach rifle.
That I don't know if we still have. Your best bet is to call after 9 a.m. our time, see if they still have that in inventory.
What about that helicopter? Did they ever repair that stuff?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not real up on what they have in inventory. Okay. They usually do. They have someone dedicated just to that on the show. So if you call after, I'm sorry.
How's working with Chumley and Big Hoss?
I don't get to work with them. I work at night. They don't get here till like 9 or 10 in the morning. Okay. I'm usually gone by then.
You are. Are you on any of the episodes?
No. I work at night. We're a 24-hour pawn shop, and I work the night shift.
But they'll sell you the stuff. Can they ship it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that we ship all over the United States. I'm pretty sure that they can ship it to you if you buy it.
All right.
I'm sure that's not a problem.
I really appreciate it.
No problem,
sir. I'll call back. Thanks.
You still there?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I just got done talking to him. This is what he wants you to do. He wants you to email him real quick, okay? Yeah, Chumley@gmail.com.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, if you email, because I guess some of that stuff might have to be approved, but he wants you to email him, all right?
Okay. Thanks, bud, very much.
You got it.
Okay, bye. Well, we can't thank you enough for tuning into this week's podcast. We need to thank our sponsor, Chesterfield Cigarettes. Chesterfield, the official cigarette of the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center. We did have a few pieces of fan mail last week. Wade Turney from Hollywood, Florida, sent us a nice note that read, "We've got to get you a job. Entirely too much free time on your hands." And Steve Alexander from the Delmarva Beaches wrote in via email simply, "Unsubscribe." So I'm not sure exactly what that means, but we thank him for that nice letter. So farewell until next week from downtown Glen Burnout, and we'll talk to you soon. The Nerve Center podcast is executive produced by Sandy Bottoms. Sound engineering by Horty McCormick.
They're talking about them breaking into a casino in London.
Oh, are they really?
They had machetes, and they broke in, and they robbed them.
Gotcha.
Isn't that something?
That's
go
nuts.
Ahead.
So it's just kind of like a tongue-in-cheek. The joke is that it's a high-tech, like, studio, and I'm in Glen Burnie doing a radio show.
Oh, okay.
So I was just going to, like, introduce you and ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
But, so the first one's going to be, can you believe that I'm the host of a hit podcast now? And then how would you rank this in the greatest moments of your life?
Can you believe that I'm what?
I'm the host, of
the
a
host.
Hit.
Okay.
Of
can
a
you,
hit.
Can I believe you're the host?
Yeah.
And
then, like,
and
how
then
would you, like, how would you rank this in the greatest moments of your life?
Oh, okay. And they know it's your mother?
Yeah, yeah. They're going to know it's you.
How would you rank this as the greatest moment in your life?
How would you rank this in the greatest moments of your life?
How would you rank it in the greatest moments of your life? Okay.
And
okay, now where do I put it? On the internet?
No, I'm going to call you back in like a
okay.
half hour.
And I'll call just me back and I'll give you the answer.
Right, hold on, there's a couple more questions.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe I'm back in Glen Burnie after all these years?
Okay.
Who do you think is funnier on Facebook, Horty or I?
Wait a minute, I'm back in Glen Burnie. After all these years, okay.
Who do you think is funnier on Facebook, Horty or I?
Okay.
You know, a lot of these you don't even have to plan for, but... what's up with Megan? How come she never updates her status? Do you think you could talk to her about that?
Okay. And you talk to Megan about updating her status, okay.
Right. Remember that time Horty hit a golf ball through the school window? Did you think of sending him to Boys Town?
Okay. Horty. School window. Boys Town. Okay.
Horty and I would like to make Mark Leone an honorary McCormick. Are you and Dad okay with that?
Would like to make Mark a McCormick.
Yeah, Mark Leone, you know who he is, right? He's that crazy thing. Okay. And then it's just, well, thanks, Mom. We hope you'll be a regular on our show. Is it okay if we call you again?
Okay.
All right.
Now, Ryan, I am so bad at being funny. You don't mind if I ask Horty to help me with these answers, or you don't want me to know about it?
No, the funny part is the questions. You don't even have to worry about it. It's just going to be funny having you on there.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'll call you back. Give me like a half hour, and I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.